Met police records over 1,000 ULEZ camera incidents for first time. Crimes related to theft or damage of ultra-low emissions zone cameras in London have surpassed 1,000 cases, according to the latest official statistics from the London Metropolitan Police, seen by the Epoch Times. In a period spanning April 1 to November 30, the Met recorded 1,095 crimes linked to ULEZ cameras. These offences included 252 reports of camera thefts and 843 instances of camera damage. In August, the Blade Runners, a group of activists who have made it their mission to disable and remove ULEZ cameras as a protest against the policy, told the Epoch Times that their activity would escalate unless their demands were met. The group added at the time that they didn't have a problem with cameras being installed in central London, stating, "Inner London, we don't have an issue with. Inner London is justified. Outer London was our problem. It's not justifiable." According to the source, a number of Lone Ranger activists started to copy the methods of the group. The number of activists either in the Blade Runners or acting separately from them now appears to have grown to several hundred strong. The Met initiated an operation in May to ensure a proportionate response to ULEZ-related crimes, deploying considerable resources and employing diverse investigative strategies, including CCTV trawls, witness searches, and forensic assessments. Com labeled virtue signaling. Howard Cox, Reform UK's candidate for London Mayor in the 2024 race, told the Epoch Times, "It's clear anti-ULEZ feelings are running high. But still, London's virtue signaling mayor is hell-bent on fleecing low-income drivers and small businesses. The ULEZ cameras will continue to be destroyed until we get rid of Sadiq Khan in the 2024 mayoral election." Mr. Cox, who is also the founder of the motorists' pressure group Fair Fuel UK, which has more than 1.7 million members in the UK, added, "Motorists are frustrated at a scheme that is not improving air quality, but simply a virtue signalling cash grab." Despite concern being voiced with Mr. Khan's policies, recent polling from Fair Fuel UK, which is dedicated to preventing unnecessary tax hikes stemming from what the group calls a well-intentioned yet flawed green agenda, recently found that its membership is now more likely to vote Labour than Tory. This is largely due to an apparent strong swing from Tory voters to Reform UK, the former Brexit party now headed by Richard Tice. ULEZ policy almost totalitarian. Lois Perry, director of CAR26, a prominent pressure group which campaigns for an informed rational analysis of climate matters, said that the ULEZ expansion policy seemed almost totalitarian. Speaking to the Epoch Times by text, Ms. Perry stated, "Whilst I could never condone any criminal activity, this anarchistic behavior shows the level of public anger toward this disgusting policy that traps the poor and elderly in their homes. They have not been listened to. It seems almost totalitarian. The government seems to have forgotten it's there to serve the public. We are not there to serve them." Crimes relating to ULEZ cameras have increased at a lower rate in November compared to the month prior, with 108 new crimes being added, compared with 192 in October and 285 incidents in September. Concerns that criminal damage may render the ULEZ scheme untenable have been voiced, with the crime statistics representing a potential attack on 6 in every 10 cameras. In October, Transport for London had erected 1,775 of its target 2,800 ULEZ cameras. Many of these have been put temporarily or permanently out of action. Among the individuals charged, Joseph Nichols, 42, faces charges of criminal damage, malicious communications, and handling stolen goods, with a trial scheduled for June 10, 2024, at Woolwich Crown Court. Stephen Nunn, 39, recently pleaded guilty to criminal damage and is awaiting sentencing on December 13. Alongside several other earlier cases, a 52-year-old individual remains under investigation for suspicion of criminal damage, with further inquiries expected until December 19.